society, me ailing. So that was another concept. And then we ended up by, which we're going to carry continue today and finish up, with Hamalach HaGoel. Hamalach HaGoel, O.C., that this was from the Shadal, the initial, the acrostic of Shmuel David Luzzatto, Italian, and he gave three different explanations what Hamalach refers to. Hamalach, on the one hand, how can you pray to a Hamalach? No, it wasn't. It wasn't that, because in Yiddishkeit we don't have a messenger or a shliach. We have a direct contact. Yes, you don't have to go through another person. You have a direct call, as you would call it. Is that right, Yecheskel? Yeah, you can get through directly. That's the first. Huh? Yeah. The second one is that this Malach. Malach is the Malach that Yaakov Avinu wrestled with, and that was the second. But the third idea that he put over was Hamalach ago, that this was the Malach that, in fact, in referring to Yosef himself. He had been so separated from Yosef for so many years, and all of a sudden, after 22 years, now he says, Hamalach HaGoel, and he's referring there, in the third of three explanations, that this Hamalach is actually Yosef himself. And then I told the story, Maaseh Shehoy, which happened 8 weeks ago in this area, that we had twin boys who were born, the mother was halachically Jewish, and she had twin boys who were born, and they were very lightweight. They eventually came up to London, and we did the bris on the same day, and the minhag was to sing Hamalach HaGoel in between the first and the second. It was a bris not of twins but of two separate, and it was very, very moving for this particular family. Perhaps an injection, a very pleasant injection, no needle, a big syringe, and plenty of confidence that they felt this was authentic Yiddishkeit which was coming into them, and they very much enjoyed it. So then let's go on from there and just finish up what we were saying with Hamalach HaGoel. Here we come, to, as we said at the very beginning, Yaakov Avinu is 147. It's a time of great vulnerability, great love. He wants to give over at the end of his long and 147-year-old life. He wanted to give over. He'd been full of strife. He'd had episodes with Esav. He'd had episodes with Dinah. He had episodes, unfortunately, his wife, Rachel, died, his beloved wife, and then, of course, there were the 22 years of separation from Yosef. What did he do? He wanted that his bracha to his children, particularly to his grandchildren, should be without ra, without strife. And that's with the legacy what he said for them. V'yidgu l'orom. V'yidgu, says Rashi, is an unusual word. It only appears here in the Torah. This is the only place it appears. It doesn't say v'yirbu, v'yifrasu. It doesn't say the other words that you would normally use in order to multiply. Why? Because here it's referring to, it should multiply like the fish. Why? Because Rashi there says that when you, the fish, they don't have any iron horror. They don't have any iron horror. So that brings us then to what we're saying here, that according to the Shadal, we've got a time of protection, a time of transition, particularly at night when we go to sleep. That's why people say, or they sing with their children, Hamalach HaGoel. It's a time of protection from Ra, and it's there from the darkness going to the light for that. But then there's more than that. There's a protection, as we said, at a bris milah, that's the protection that you want for this little kid coming out into the world and all the problems of the world, without going into the detail, that they've got looking ahead for a long and hopefully a very healthy life ahead of them. It's a time of great vulnerability, but then at the same time, it's a very important time to give over this bracha. So let me come now to the concluding posuk from me, and that is that this, if we are saying Hamalach HaGoel, is based on protection, and it's a time, we also say it, Mitzvah Shabbos as well, we say it in V'yitnecho HaMalach, yeah, so we say it then. So we know there that with all of them, we build up on Shabbos, we build up our reserves, and then we use those reserves as we go out, Mitzvah Shabbos, into the outside world, and we need that reserve to keep us going throughout the week, and then they'll restore again for the following week. But the same thing goes here. When we come here, and we come here as a Torah Way Kehillah together, so similarly we've got all our friends, our family together on a regular basis, and on that basis we want to say that this bracha should be a protection for each and every one of us within this Torah Way Kehillah, both for us and for all our families. And that's the bracha that I say, it's not my bracha, it's the bracha of Hamalach HaGoel, which we should all enjoy together. No sign. Okay. No. She's there by
Yeah. Rabbi is not here. Okay, I'll tell you one short over, and then we'll see how it ties up. The word life is only written about in a sedra as a title to a sedra twice in the entire Sefer Bereishis. One of them is this week's sedra, Vachi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, and the other one is Vayihi Yucha Yisuru Mayushunu Esum Shunu Vesheva Shunu. It's an interesting observation, because Chaye is associated particularly with their death. Chaye Sura is when she passed away, and Avraham Avinu was Masbita. And Chachi Yaakov is speaking about the end and the conclusion of a lifetime of the great patriarch Yaakov Avinu. On the back of that, to understand that, we should understand that because it's associated with their demise, therefore Chaye and Vayechi are to tell you that tzaddikim b'misusom nikruim chayim. Tzaddikim in their death are also considered live. That means that they may appear that they passed away, but the mouse is in the. You can have a rusha who's alive and he's like a dead, walking dead man, because it hit gunish off. And tzaddik b'misusam leben zikurim chayim. Another observation, make it a short one, just in case he comes in. That when he came, Yaakov Avinu, so he was ill in bed, and they said to him, this is a nice chapat, it's probably well known. It says, Hinei uvicho chole. To preface it, we should say that there's a gemara which says that the person who comes and he takes 1/60th away of a person's illness, when he comes to visit him, sometimes it's ben giloy, means that he's got the same mazulus as the other person. But whatever the case is, the gemara says that he takes away 1/60th of micholyoy. So it says that Yaakov Avinu came. Yosef came with his two children, and he came, and they told him, Hinei Avicho Chole. Vayikach es Menashe es Ephraim, and he took his two sons with him, and then it says, Vayischazek Yisua Vayeshev Alamitu. So you notice that as soon as they'd come, he was already infused and invigorated, that he already sat up on the bed because of the visit of the Ben Giloy, because Yosef Atzadik, after all, Kol Mashe Ire Le Yankov Ire Le Yosef. So to add the icing on the cake, they say the Hine Yuvichu Chole. The word Hine is Begematria 60, and Vayayishav Yisrael Alamito is 59. So beforehand, he had all full 60 parts of his illness. subsequently came, he had only the 59. Richtig? Okay. Now, there is a makukto, the beginning of the Pusik of Parshas Vayechi starts off with the Heura of Misa and Krevele Misa. It speaks about the concept of the Chevah Kedisha and also the idea that Chesed She'oise Min HaMeisim Hu Chesed Shel Emes. Now this Chesed Shel Emes is also an interesting balance, because Chesed on the one hand is kindness, which is open-ended. Emes is truth, which is very, very limited, because it's either or. And Chesed She'oise Min HaMeisim is called Chesed Shel Emes. So I once heard, so the end of the Rashi quotes the Chazal, She'ene Metzaper Tashlem Gemil. Sometimes people do things for ulterior motives. Sometimes they do things because maybe somewhere along the line I'm going to get in something in return. For example, young people make chasana, children, and one person makes a shidduch in Brazil. So fellow says, you know what, I'm going to go out of my way. It's a long trip to South America, but you never know. I might make a shidduch one day in Sydney or in New Zealand, and maybe he'll come to me too. So at the back of his mind, he's metzapeh letashlem gemil. But if a person buries another person, he's ainah metzapeh letashlem gemil. He's not exactly awaiting or anticipating some sort of reciprocation, because he's quite happy never to have it reciprocated. But on a more serious note, the metzapeh letashlem gemil means that there is a sort of reciprocative part that maybe I'll gain something from it. There are moments, however, rachmun letzlon, when you go to a very sad levaya, chas v'shulam, if it's a young person or it's something very, very heartbreaking and heartrending, and you see it, nebuch, they put the person or whatever it is under the ground, chevah kedisha, put the b'leisach chaisa, the last clod of earth, and there is a moment where all of a sudden everything else pales. Business, flying, appointments, commitments, busy, and then you're faced with the reality of mortality. Recognizing death is staring you in the eyes, and we're here on this stage, as Shakespeare would say, "Mspielt dahin, mspielt daher." But the bottom line is, after your time's up, mate, that's it. Go to Olam Emes, misgeben din v'cheshbon. And that registers with people, that sometimes persons honest with themselves, they might drive back from Enfield or from wherever the Bes Olam happens to be, and there's silence in the car. People are quiet because people are preoccupied in their thoughts and people are thinking about the reality of death. And that's what it says, Chesed She'oseh Min HaMeisim Hi Chesed Shel Emes, that sometimes at that moment you are in touch with truth. Your Chesed Shel Emes, it's something that you are connected with reality in a different perspective entirely. And therefore, there is Einem Etzapel Tashlem Gemil. All these Cheshboinas that people make, I'll go here, so he'll do that, and I'll do this, so he'll do this, and therefore it's going to be reciprocated. All these narishkeiten all of a sudden dissipate and fall to the side. And that's another blick, another mahalachin. Chesed She'oseh Min HaMeisim Hi Chesed Shel Emes. Then we go on from there and we say that Yaakov Avinu, let's try to see if we collect something at the end of going back to what the doctor said. He asked the question, Mi'ele, and the question is profound, because on the face of it, he was in contact constantly with these two Einikler, says Befarish the Gemara that Menashe and Ephraim were studying together with their grandfather on a regular basis. Yeah, and so therefore he knew who they were. If you're learning with somebody, he clearly knew who he was learning with, and suddenly he comes to visit him and he says, oh, where are the Menschen? Where are the Kinder? So, one mahalach is that Yosef HaTzadik reminded his father, Brunai Haimash Anusen Elekim Buzeh. They came in, let's speak al derech drash. Not necessarily so closely associated with Pshat and the Pusik. The Chiddush Rim says that they had two attires when they came to their father. Mit der Gattel, mit der langen Reckli, mit der halben Schirch, mit der Raschewulke. And they used to look the part. They came to Yaakov Avini as we came in some Seiden. Now they came, Hinei Uvichu Chole, there was suddenly this alarm. The Seiden is not well. So they got into the first cab and the first car, and off they went. How did they go? With the Egyptian attire, with the turbans, with the lange masa, with the medallions, and they looked the part like Egyptian princes. Walked into him, he said, oh, me either. Don't even recognize these children. That's what the Chiddush Rim says. But on the other hand, if you take it from the other extreme, in 2025, sometimes you can have a Zayde, which is a Zate Shehid, comes from the Haim, and then they bring him his two Einiklich from America, I love New York, and on the thing, me, Enke jeans, as we can share along, can credit card, a fella, you know, the real McCoy, and hairstyles to go with it. And the Zayde wonders, how am I ever going to relate to such children? And then he asks straight away, Buna, mi eile? Man einiglich? So the first thing is that Yosef HaTzadik reminded his father, let's not forget, I didn't come here, you understand, on a business class ticket. I came to Mitzrayim because I was sold here. Nobody asked me my choice in the matter. I was taken at 17 years old, stripped of my clothes, thrown into a pit with snakes and scorpions. And nobody asked me whether I do want to go to Egypt or I don't want to go to Egypt and how to go. And when I got there, no, he didn't tell him that. But in the end of the day, his father, by this point, had worked out that Yosef HaTzadik did not travel to Mitzrayim by concord. No, certainly didn't go there with a deck chair and a martini. And therefore, now that he's there in Mitzrayim, he says, you want to know about my children? This is the best I can do in given circumstances. I didn't come here out of choice. Bunai haima shenusan li elokim buzeh. The others were next to the Zayde. They grew up to next to Yaakov. My children didn't. So you're asking why they look the way they do? Bunai haima shenusan li elokim buzeh. Yaakov Avinu says, ihr seid gerecht. Kochem nu alai vavochem. Bring them here and I'm going to bless them. But going back to the other thought, that Yaakov Avinu is Yisrael Suva. Here he is, he sees these two Einiklach, and maybe if we take out figuratively what we're supposed to learn from here, he asked Yosef, how am I going to relate to these children? Va'ene Yisrael Kovti Mizoken. Lo yuchal lirois means there's an impairment of vision. There's a limitation to how they're going to bridge what we would call the generation gap. Here you have young boys who are from a different world, and they have a bridge over here, and how are we going to transcend this difference between the two of them? So he says to him, I can't even see these children. There's nothing I can find as a common denominator that's going to bind me to them. But then he recognized that there's one language that transcends all. And that's what we call today unconditional love. And if he took those two children and he says, Kims kindelech, and he brought them close, Vayigash oisom eilo vayishak luhem, and he kissed them with warmth, Vaychabek luhem, and he hugged them, then the children and the Zayde and the Einiklach, then suddenly the matzav softens and the gap narrows. And all of a sudden there's a language which transcends all barriers. And it was a closeness which is associated between Zayde and the Einiklach. But then it doesn't stop there. Because Vayom Yisrael Yosef Oifenech Loifilolti, and they were about to get the Bruchas. So we got the famous Pusik, whichever you remember, was Sikel Esyudov Kibenasha Bochoyer. Along the lines that we're discussing, the Sikel Esyudov could be that initially he is given a choice. Many times when grandchildren come to the Zayde, then what will they say to the Zayde? The Zayde will say to him, you stand here and you stand here, you stand where I tell you to. Because when you're together with your grandfather, and grandchildren should know where their place and position is. But Yaakov Avinu's message was different. He's Sikel Esyudov. Don't worry, I am coming towards you. And if you're standing on the right and the left, don't worry, I will rearrange myself to meet you. And there again, he shows a message to the Einiklach, that here I am. I can't quite see things the same way you do because you're looking through different vision. You belong to 2025 and I belong to the Alte Heim. 26. 26, entschuldigt. Buch Shem Kvod Mochese. Asher Alkein, that's the touch. He was Sikel Esyudov Kimenasha Bukhoyer to come towards the children. I'm coming towards you. Don't worry. You just stay the way you are right now. And I want to show you that gesture of warmth, of kissing, of embracing, of hugging, of unconditional love. And finally saying to them, don't worry. We might not see eye to eye, but I'm coming towards you. Atkan oimrim on this. But there is another quick thought which I could add to this, which brings the whole thing together. I'll say very briefly because it belongs partly to Parshas Vayishlach and I adapted it so that it works with this week's Seder also. Because in Parshas Vayishlach, very briefly, there was something which we may have mentioned here about the, I think it was said in the name of the Shinye Veruv, was a Braskel Divir Cheskel, who was the son of the Tzan Zeruv. To be brief, they asked him about the Shal of Ein Hora, because you mentioned Vayid Gil Roif, that they transcend Ein Hora. So look at this. Esav came towards Yaakov, and Yaakov says Esav said to him, Mi Eile, who are these in front of you? He sees the women and Vayas Hanushim. The first thing Esav picks up his eyes, of course, what does he see? The women. And he asks him, Mi Eile. And he says, so the Shinye Veruv said that his father once said, they said in the name of his father, that if a person feels that somebody is giving Ein Hora to another one, so that he's just driven in with a brand spanking new Lamborghini into his drive with the white leather seats and alle Pitschivkes mit alle Hidirem with the aircon and 15 speakers, and he sees that the neighbor has got his eyes over the hedge in the same color green as the metallic green of the car. And now he sees mamash that there's a gefällige Ein Hora here. So what's he supposed to do? So apparently the Tzan Zeruv said that he picks up his eyes towards heaven and like this he's saved from Ein Hora. So the Shinye Veruv explained, I think my father was speaking about spookies. It's a very simple explanation. The meaning is as follows. A person gets shefa on this world by tzinoiros. There are constantly hashpuas which are coming from above. And those hashpuas are the ones which a person has to internalize in himself and to recognize. I made it, I was successful. Either was in my financial, my business endeavors, or in my chinuch endeavors, or whatever it may be, only because of the Siyata Dishmaya, because the Rebbein Shloim helped me. That's the real reason. If I remember this all the time, then the tzenoiros come from above, and they, so to speak, funnel from a connection from the Rebbein Shloim directly, that that tzlucha is there in order to find the ground to where to connect. When there is an element of ein hara, then the person is aghast and he looks at it questionably. How come this guy made it so well in business? He made it, whatever he touches, he seems to do so well. His acumen, whatever he does, he just got it right. And I, Shlemazel, always working and working like a chamo, and just doesn't go. I just don't seem to make it. At that moment, he has severed the connection. He has actually cut the binding factor between the Rebbein Shloim and the recipient, because now he's questioned it. And having questioned it, he's now removed the heavenly intercession of the tzlucha of the person, and he's brought it down to a very simple level. And that level is, he obviously was more savvy at business and cleverer, sharper, shrewder, and therefore he was more successful, which is the element of Ein Hara, because Ein Hara essentially has separated the person from his source. And those tzinoiros have been cut and severed. When the person looks up towards the sky, like the Shinya Veruf says, what he does is essentially he reconnects to source, and now the spurs from those tzinoiros can come back once again. So now when Esav met Yaakov, and Yaakov was questioned by Esav, Mi Eile, so Rashi says there, Mi Eile Haruyim Lios Shelcho. These are all now the words of the Kedushas scene of Bobber. Mi Eile Haruyim Lios Shelcho. How come that you've got all this? Die bist doch der Bankwetscher, die bist doch der Lerner. So how come you've got all this money and women and livestock and. So he separated at this point Yaakov from source, because he asked this question, like the person who is famous for his Ein Hara, Esav with the 400 is Gematria Ein Ra, etc. And Yaakov Vini's response was immediately, Hayeludim Ashechunan Elekim Esavdecho. Everything that I've got has come as a result because of the Rebbein Shlonim's kindness to me. So therefore it's been reinstated and he reconnected. So as the Kedushas Tzion, the words Mi Eile are essentially the same words as Elekim. They are actually the same letters as the Rebbein Shlonim's name, but they've been split as a result of the Ein Hara, as a result of Esav's questioning intonation, and therefore Mi Eile became the Elekim, but split. Yaakov Avini's response, however, was, he took the Mi'ele and he brought them back together, which became Elekim. And therefore he took it back to source, and therefore he was reconnected with the Sonoros and the Ashpurs. So, it could be that this is what happened in this week's Seder as well. Because when Yosef came to his father, and his father said, Vayoyim Yosef el Uviv, so you've got again the letters of Elekim, but they've been split. And if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Nistalku mimenu riach hakodesh. He suddenly found that he's separated and he's no longer connected. So you've got the Mi Eile again. So what happened? That Yosef was mispalel to the Eibishter that his father should once again re-achieve and reconnect with the Rebbein Shloim and with the Rich HaKodesh. He took the Mi'ele and he brought it back together and made it Elekim. And at that part, Yaakov Avinu's response was, now I'm in a position where I can feel that I'm connected and I can bless them. The Alterzeiger and Abterzeiger, where? 55. Okay, so say one more vote. Okay, so it says like this. At the end of the Seder, this is good for the winter holidays also, by the way, because there's a question. You've got Stamza is a heuva here. It says Yisoschach Yisuchach Hamoy Gurem Roivitz Bein Amish Pesoyim Vayam Anichu Kitoiv Ves Uretz Kinu Aymoy Vayayit Shech Moilis Boel Vahilemas Oivet. Now, if you translate it, you'll find that there is almost like a irregularity, minayi bay. It's like almost like a contradiction. He sees menucha that it's good, and at the same time, by Yechich Moilis Boil, he's going to buckle under his shoulder to work even harder. So if you see menucha is good, how does this work? You can't reconcile the same pusuk. But the vote is that even if we recognize, if we enticed with a fabulous 5 or 6 or 7 star hotels doing Dubai, with private pool on every balcony, and they come to give you the martini to the homage to the site on the deck chair, room service, and they give you a gourmet meal for breakfast and for lunch and for supper and for morning and in between and a running buffet. It's fine. After 2, 3, 4 days, you're having a great time and you relax, you unwind. After 6 days, after 7 days, you're getting a bit bored maybe. After 10 days, you had enough. And after 2 weeks, you're fighting with your wife. And after 3 weeks, you had just about enough. I need to get back to the schedule, right? Monday morning, go back to where we were. I can't do this any longer. You know why? Because that's not really what you would call tranquility. That's what you would call a rest, a break. A break is something where you recharge, and a winter holiday is just that. Come back to the koichos so that eventually you go back to the schedule that you were. But it doesn't have a longer lasting effect. You know why? Because it's got nothing to do with the soul. However, Yisoscha was the one that symbolized Torah. He was Yoidei Itim. And since he symbolized Torah, the more you learn, then you get a sense of exhaustion maybe, but there's an inner tranquility. There's a sense of a difference between Chofesh and Menucha. Chofesh maybe means that you are free and you relinquish the bonds of all the things that you have to do, your normal schedule. But Menucha is something which has got to do on a spiritual level. And since Yisoscha, or Yisocha, who is the one who is the representative of Torah, Yoidei Itim, Binim, and therefore he is the one who is Roivet Reina Mashmesoim Vayam Menucho Kitoiv. Not that he saw that having a long extended month holiday in the Bahamas with Alapichivkes, but he saw Menucha Kitoiv because within the Torah is Dua Misik for Menucha, from an inner tranquility and an inner peace. Ve'esuretz kinu aymoy, and consequently, vayeit shichmoy lizboil. If you want more of that Menucha, then you buckle under and you learn even more vahilemas oyve. Shai. Gracias.